Okay. Beresh Chavtes, Birkas HaKeshes. Yacham B'Tkuvasa. Haruah HaKeshes Omer. Someone who sees a rainbow, he says the following bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Zocher HaBris, Nemen B'Briso, V'Kayim B'Ma'amaro. Aser Listakel Bo B'Yosef. But one should not look at it too much. The reason why we don't look at a rainbow too much is not anything to do with the curse. It's got to do with the fact that there's something that sounds like the Shekhinah rests inside of a rainbow. And therefore, it's not covered for the Shekhinah for one to stare at a rainbow for too long. Therefore, you should glimpse at it a little bit to make the bracha and go ahead and make the bracha. However, very interesting, Mr. Brosik, he says, Ben Kadai Lahagi Lechaver, Sheesh Kesha, but it's not Kadai to even tell your friend that there's a rainbow. Wow. You shouldn't look at all. Mitam Motzi Diba, it's bad tidings. Because Kesha does represent the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world. That's true. That's just not the reason why we don't look at it. But it is, you're telling him bad news. You say there's a rainbow that's giving him bad news. You don't tell people bad news. Rav Nevin Zal says one step further. He says, V'chein ein levarav kol ram. You should not say even the bracha aloud. K'dei shechaver yishma sheish keses. So your friend doesn't even hear that there's a keses. And he says, Yitakein, and it makes sense. Shein k'dei lahagid lechaver afilu k'dei shevarach. Even to tell your friend in order that you should make the bracha, even that one shouldn't do. So don't tell anyone the keshes, even though it looks beautiful. Sounds like one should not even that should look the other way. If he sees it, he makes the bracha.
Is that only after a rainstorm or any kind of rainbow?
Any rainbow. However, it's not any rainbow because of the bar aloch over here.
Watering your lawn.
The bar aloch over here gives us roa keshes. He says lo nisbarim be'inin dafka shi'ar'eu betmunas keshes du chatzigor nagula opil mixes menu dai. A lot of times you see a partial rainbow. So the bar aloch of Mesubach, whether you have to see the whole rainbow, which is like a half circle from the beginning to the end, or even part of it is good enough. Lamais, it sounds like something bracha zahakal. I think Rosh Sternbach passing like this also, because also bracha brings it down. That one should not, therefore, something bracha zahakal, say at least say it without shame and malchus, if you only see part of a rainbow, not the full rainbow. Berkowitz did point out that if you want to look at a picture of a rainbow, that is mutter. You do not have to prevent yourself from looking at pictures of rainbows. You can look at a picture of a rainbow.
And you're not allowed to ask your friend about the bracha.
All right, questions I'll take at the end. Okay, let's finish. Okay, see, Bay is very interesting. We had a 1 in 28 chance, but the year we're going to learn this is the year of Ber HaZachama. Last one, I was alive for the last one. I remember well, I was 1 year old. But Ber HaZachama, it's a big thing. It's going to make it'll be a big deal when it comes a couple weeks before. You're going to start hearing about it a lot, and we'll learn the halachos right over here. What we should do when it comes close to the time? What should we be expecting? So haruah cham b'tkufaso, boom, kafches lekafches shana every once every 28 years. But the kufa b'tchilas lel dalad, and it's lel dalad kisharuah tov biyom dalad b'boker. When you see it the next day, Wednesday morning. When you see it in the morning, Omer Baruch Oseh Maaseh Bereishit. Very simple, once every 28 years to say the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishit. Okay, obviously.
Without Shem Malchus.
What?
Without Shem Malchus.
What's every 28th year we understand that the sun is in the exact same place it was at creation? That's where once in every 28 years, and therefore we make the bracha. Why is everyone still talking to him tonight? Okay. So this year, Tavshin Samachtet will have this din halacha l'maisa. The minhag is, like the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Sikon Ches. Hainu l'chadchila mitzvaso miyad l'hakti ma'adefshar. You should try and make this mitzvah right away. And therefore, I think what I saw from the Svarim that it sounds like what they do is people go out and daven, makir daven, nates that day. And Miyad, right after Nate's, right after they finish Elik Elokeinu, they go ahead and everyone makes the bracha together. And that's the thing. It's good to make this bracha b'rovam. I just smell it. Ubidiyeved ad gemoshal al yom. Ubidiyeved, you have until the third hour of the day. However, the Mishra says, harbe achrin iskim yuchal avarach v'shas at chak ad chatzos. You can even make it the bracha ad chatzos. So you're going to go out, Davin, take a peek up at the Shabbos for 1 second. You could even wear sunglasses if you want. You peek up at the Shabbos for 1 second, and then you go ahead and make the bracha b'kol ram with everyone. Some do it in a way that the Chazan says it first and everyone repeats after him, or everyone who says it just goes ahead and says it together. The mice, if it's cloudy outside, to the discussion, it sounds like even though it's cloudy so long as you can see the shape of the sun behind the clouds, that's good enough. That's good enough in the, if you look at Shark T in the Ay Aleph, it says, Ayin Betruz Chosim Sober Sim, and then Bob Shakat of the Kshu Yom Unan. If it's a cloudy day outside, Kol Kodon Levarech Kishiro Achav Afilu Biyachidat Mukhim Abracha. You should try and take to the bracha. All he's saying is you should try and make the bracha as soon as possible, if it's a cloudy day, so not to come to Chas V'Shalom, miss out on this once in 28 year chance. Okay, that would really stink. Miss once in 28 years, you really blow it. Okay. Anyways, that's Allah Lamais over here. In terms of women, whether women make this bracha, so it's a big deal in the poskim whether it sounded like that women were knowing not to make this bracha. And the poskim are Dan, why the reason is that women are not do not make this bracha. Like some say maybe it's like Mrs. Hasei Shazman Groma, but poskim don't really like that teretz. And some say what seeming the more acceptable reason possibly is since this bracha is supposed to say Rovam Hadis Melech, therefore it's not sneeze for the woman to go out. And it's because of quote called food of Bas Melech Pnima. If you look at Rav Nevinsal, brings this down sort of in the bottom here, Dimas Aroa. He says, Beshut Chatham Sofer Chatham Shinashim Lo Nagel Varech Brachazu Vein Yodea Tamudavar. You don't really know the reason. Vayim Besimen Tavkov Vavsim Kanal Verasham Shinashim Lo Nagel Varech Birkas Lovana Mishum Tznias. Or whether they say they don't make Birkas Lovana because it's Tznias. Aval Kean Yashar Lo Markein. Rav Nevinsal doesn't like that reason over here either. Shai Yuchol Varech Lebeitza. You can even make the bracha in your house if you want. Anyways, still, nevertheless, in the end, he says, "V'achain yeshom shigam nashim v'varches bracha zachama." So, therefore, nowadays, some women go ahead and do make the bracha. Some say that they should just go ahead, and that there's really no reason why they should make the bracha. And Rav Nevinsal says that, "Yes, daiti tishmanet bracha me'ish." They should either hear the bracha from a man, or tivarchinu b'lo shem u'malchus, or go ahead and make the bracha b'li shem u'malchus. I'm sure it'll be a big hack when it comes around to time. I do that. That's the Lamaisa what Rav Nevinsal says. Okay, and then the last of this simon, I can't honestly tell you. I totally understand what it's talking about, but we'll read it anyways. It says like this: V'chein mevarach kankei kishro levana b'tarosa. You see the moon b'tarosa, v'kochavim b'shmoratam v'azalas b'itam. Most people say there's also a similar type of thing that the moon and the stars aren't exactly the place where they were at creation. D'hainu kishetachsar levana b'tchilas mazal tala. B'tchilas haChodesh, v'lotia nota l'latzafam l'ledarum, v'lachen kishiyachzu kochav mechamaisha nisharim b'tchilas mazal tola. Why is that? I'm not exactly sure what mazal tola is. V'lotia nota l'latzafam l'ledarum, v'chein b'alchol eich yira mazal tola, olu miksazim mizach. Nevertheless, Allah l'maitse, we don't make this bracha anymore. We only make the berachas haShemesh, we do not make this berachas haYireach anymore. Therefore, it's not really so Allah l'maitse. But, b'seder. That's Reish Choftes. Reish Lamin. Din Ksas Brachos Protios. So a lot of very interesting things going on in the Sinner. Palo Lamasha Ova. If someone davens or something that already happens, Kigom, Shenichnas Le'ir, he enters into a city, Vishama Kol Tzavacha, and he hears a lot of screaming going on in the ear. The Omer, he says, he wrote Thon, Shelo Yehei Kol Zebetov Beiti, may he also that there should not be. This call should not be coming from my house. That there's people screaming, "Chazal, there's a fire in my house," or something like that. Should not be coming from my house. Oshaita ishto muberes, or if his wife is pregnant, achar arboim yom after the 40th day liburo. The Omer, and he says, "Yiratzon shetelid ishti zochar," and he davens now for a male child. Harezat tefilah shav. Any of these tefilas, these are considered tefilah shav, because we already know what the outcome is going to do. It's already lemaisa known what the outcome is. It's not what the outcome is. You can't change it. You can't change it. It's very interesting because the first Lamaisa, the first case is a little bit different than the second case, which gets these halachas get a little bit cloudy, a little bit. Sorry, it's partially my fault. The first case is mamish known. Everyone knows which house it is. People in the city know which house it happened to. So you're going to be davening it to be not should be your house. That's really mamish tefillah shop. Over here by the baby, that where the baby is a little bit less problematic, is because only a Kaddish Baruch really knows what the baby is. If you now have ultrasound, but they don't have an ultrasound, so it's not really known. So it's not like going to be the fact that if the baby might change in the stomach, no one's going to know except for a Kaddish Baruch. It's not really, it's a miracle, but it's not as known. And for that reason, I've saw brought down the Yerushalmi actually argues on the Bavli over here. And he holds that for a child, just like Leah daven for it to change, you're allowed to daven for a child to change. However, we posit like the Bavli. The Bavli does not posit anything. They posit that even once after 40 days, even though biologically, we understand nowadays that a child obviously can't change even before 40 days. However, since it is not nicker, the ubar is not nicker until 40 days, one is allowed to daven for it, but change from a zachar to a nekeva. I discussed with the chesgiyah this year. What if somehow medically find out the baby gender beforehand, before 40 days, it could be that then nowadays this halacha would change and you would not be able to daven for it, even though it was before 40 days. Anyways, you're not allowed to daven on things that are already known. You're not allowed to daven on things that are already known. Or the things that are already decided. My topic is, if somebody goes in for a test. Okay, he's got something wrong with him. He knows he has something wrong with him. And it could be chazal shalom cancer, let's say, or it could be a stomach ache. I don't know. Whatever it could possibly be, it could be something that's very terrible and something. So I thought maybe this is very similar to this case. That it should be also, maybe you can't daven right now, that it can't begin. Lamaisa, it should be just like the infant. Lamaisa, the infant's the infant right now. And the disease is whatever the disease is. But Lamaisa, Rav Chisiyahu did not think so. Rav Chisiyahu thought that was different. I didn't really understand the chilek so much. He thought, until you know exactly what came out, what the results of the test is, you could still daven for it. Now, Lahafach, it's even a better time to daven it, for it's much easier to change a gzardin before it's actually known than after the disease is already known. Okay, nevertheless, it's a tefillah shav to daven for things that already happened. Ella, yipalo adam ala osi lav, you should daven for things in the future. V'yetein hoda al shavar, and you give thanks for things that happened in the past. Kigo. Hanichnas l'krach omer, if you enter into a krach. You enter into a city. You say, you're at someone from Nachash and Lokeno, shetech m'sein l'krach hazel l'shom. Should be peaceful. It's going into a krach that you're afraid that there's villains and there's bad things going on over there, like New York City. Something like that. But the regular krach, you would not. At least we don't say this to Yeratzon either. Nichnas v'shalom. If you got nichnas v'shalom, omer moda ani l'vnecha Hashem Elokeinu, shechnastani l'krach hazeh l'shalom. Bikesh lotzeis. He wants to leave the city. Omer yiratzon v'nechah Hashem Elokeinu, shechnastani l'krach hazeh l'shalom. It should be peaceful. Yotza b'shalom. He goes out b'shalom, omer moda ani l'vnecha Hashem Elokeinu, shechnastani l'krach hazeh l'shalom. Ukshesh v'zani v'shalom, keitel l'chinu l'shalom. I broke out that tefillah. You go directly into tefillah saderach. This is if you're going on the derech. So you go in directly into tefillah saderach until you say broke out that shemayat tefillah. We discussed tefillah saderach much earlier on. V'zohi tefillah saderach shenichva hi bechol dinah b'simin kuf yud. We saw in kuf yud. We saw all the dinim of tefillah saderach ayin sham for all the dinim over there. That's sif aleph. One thing I just forgot to point out in Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph, it says Achar Arba Yom Libura Shikfar Nitzdar Tzur Savlah. That's when the plot is recognizable. Havol Toch Mem Yom Moral Tefillah. Within 40 days, you could still daven for it. Vafilo Achar Mem Yom, and even after 40 days, Yochel Isfal Shia Vlad Zer Kayama. You obviously could still daven that the child's going to be a healthy child via Osek Mitzvah Samaisin Tovi. That's for sure. One should daven. He's a chiyuv to daven for that. Seed base Anichlas Limod Et Garno. You enter to go measure out how much grains you took in. Omer yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai shetishlach bracha b'kri hazeh. You should daven that a kadosh baruch should send bracha to this kri, and it should be a very great crop. Hitchil lamod. Once you start measuring it out, Omer baruch hashaliach bracha b'kri hazeh. You should thank a kadosh baruch for sending bracha to this kri. You shouldn't ask for bracha because you already measured it out. Modod ve'achar kach ba'berach, if one measured and then made the bracha of that it should be a good crop, harayzat tefillah shav, you're diving for something that already happened. Shina bracha mitzuya el b'davar asamoy. Perish hanelam ve'inu nira min ha'ayim. Bracha is only given to things that are not known. It's hidden from people's eyes. That's what bracha is given to. And this is a big mussar. This is where a lot of the sfarim bring down that when one has bracha, certain bracha, someone wins a lottery, someone has a great financial gain or any other atzlacha, they have a lot of bracha and atzlacha, you should try and hide it as much as possible, try and be a tznias as much as possible. Because things that are out in the open and flaunted, then there's no bracha given to that, and even worse, sometimes ayin hara is given to it. So therefore, one should be careful not to flaunt things. Siv Gimel. Hanichnas l'merachat, omer yertzon l'funach, Hashem l'kai, shetaz l'shalom, tazim l'shalom. Should be l'shalom. You saved me from this, or if you do not make this bracha. That's when they had bathhouses, and basically they had a big tub that had fire mash underneath it, and it was pretty dangerous. Therefore, they had these yirat sons. Nowadays, it's not so dangerous. Siv dalav, hanichnas lahakis damor. Someone goes in to bloodlet, which used to be bloodlet. He used to let out blood. That's the way of refuah back in the day. That's how people used to get refuah. When they had a disease, they used to go bloodlet. And they say, "Yirat Sama v'nach Hashem Alkai, she'ye esek zel l'ri l'refuah, ki rofei chinam ata." This esek should be for refuah, because you heal for free. U'l'achar shehikiz yomar, after he already bloodlet, Omer, you should say, "Baruch rofei cholim." So l'maisa, this bracha is knowing nowadays, and it should be knowing anytime one is going to do anything refuadik. Anything that's going to be refuadik, one should try and remember to say this yiratzon. That means if one is going to take a pill, you should try and first say this yiratzon. So then go to the doctor, you should first say yiratzon. Chazazazon having surgery, you should say the yiratzon. Chazazazon said, Rav Demetzel is very, very machped on saying that anytime he ever takes a pill, he says this yiratzon. And it's just time, it's a great muscle, it's a very good thing to think about before anyone goes to any doctor or anything like that. Just to think about how the fact that really a Kaddish Baruch Hu is really the one healing you, and it's not really the doctor healing you, the doctor's only a shliach. And when someone says this, this puts this into their mind to remember who really is the real Rofei Chol. What?
It's not like you fool, but it's...
If you want to.
Like giving blood.
I don't know. It's not really done for food. It's for someone else. I don't know. And one of my favorite sifim, Chul Kabbalah for the last couple of weeks, is sif hey li olam ye adam ragil omar. A person should be ragil to say, kol ma David rachmanu l'tav David. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. That should be flowing from someone's mouth. That should be something that's normal people say. You should talk about emunah. You should talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time. If you think talking about things all the time, then it becomes part of you. And also, when it's the best way to mechanech your children. I saw one of the stars. It's a great point. It says when your kids are going to want to go to Florida for vacation, because all their kids are going to go to Florida for vacation, and all of a sudden you start telling them about emunah and bitachon, that's not the time to start talking about emunah and bitachon. The time, if you start talking about emunah and bitachon for the time that they're growing up, so they're never going to have the kasha why they're not going to Florida for Pesach when all their friends are. It's not going to go kasha to them. If you're talking about it, if you're Ragel Lomer, you're constantly talking about these things, so then it's going to be ingrained in their soul. It's going to be great in the soul. But you wait till the time where they're pressed for something, you tell them, oh, you should have a munah and bitachon. That's not the time to tell a child to have a munah and bitachon. Anyways, once you ruggle to say these things, it also once it helps you and it grades yourself. And it's not only just a thing to say, it's true. It's true. Kol ma'adav rachman al-tav avid. I guarantee you, many times you see it mefurish. When something we thought bad happened to us, you see it all the time. That really ended up being something that's good. And even if we don't see the good automatically, we know everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for the good, and there's many reasons, many cheshbonos, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu might do something that does not seem to us as good. Okay, Simon Reish Laman Alf, this is the end of really this whole section, and it ends with one of the most musardik sifim in Shulchan Aruch, if not the most, and we have to read through it slowly, even though I'm going to go a little bit over time, just I want to get this clear, and trying to understand it. I said a lot of time on it, and it's not pasha things, but let's go through it together. Simon Reish Alam and Al Shekol Kavanasav is Kavanasav Yehu L'Shem Shemayim. First, he starts with a din. You can't learn well in the afternoon without taking a nap. Take a nap. When you get up from this nap, you don't make a breakfast. The minig is not to make breakfast of Torah either. Some say to say you know him before you take a nap in the afternoon. I think the minig is not like that also. You don't say a mapil. You should not nap for too long. Should not sleep for too long, more than the nap of a horse, which is shishin nishme, which is, we say, is about a half hour. Halach lamaitza, that we hold, as the simon tells us, shakol kamasol yud l'shev shemayim. If his kavana is l'shev shemayim and he needs to nap longer than a half hour, he can nap longer than a half hour. If his kavana is to learn better later on in the day, or even have strength in order to work the rest of the day in order to feed his family, if his kavanah is Hashem Shemayim, it's not just to be lazy, wants to sleep as much as possible, one is allowed to nap. And for sure on Shabbos, one could, that's his own, so a goof or his tonic for Shabbos, he could nap longer than a half an hour. And many of the gedolim nap for more than a half hour, even in the day. The apazeh ha-ma'at lo take kavanah salana segufo. Even this little bit of sleep, his kavanah should not be to get enough for his goof. So you see, this is Allah Lamaisa, not just Muslim words. Allah Lamaisa. He should be doing this for his kavanah for Hashem. Anything you get to know in this world, lo yichavi lahanaso el avodas sabor yisbarach. You should only, his kavanah should be enough for avodas sabor yisbarach. Kedefiv b'chol dracha de'il. And all your past, that's how you should know Hashem. Everything we do in this world, it should be a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amru chachamim kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. So before we read on, I want to just skip down, as Joey would call it, the spicy Rav Nevinsal over here. We would to see this Rav Nevinsal before we go on, just so we would understand what's going on over here. The words of Rav Nevinsal are very important, and then we'll go back and read the Mesa Mechaber. Rav Nevinsal says over here, Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Karu Haya Chosid Shabisko. He was a big tzaddik. V'katav b'shulchan aruch dvarim shemim midas chasidus shemekor miazor. And he wrote some things that in shulchan aruch, they're not straight halacha from the Gemara. There are things that are brought in the Zohar, and those are midas chasidus. As Rav Nevinsal says in a couple of places, they're not necessarily mechuyah for one to do. Some halachas are just midas chasidus. Kigon chelak midin and tilas yadayim, like something in the tilas yadayim. Ava, simin zehu midina. This simin is meikar adin. This is halacha. The kol echad sarich lekayim et kol simin. And a person's obligation is to try. He doesn't say to try, but I mean the word try, because it's all mitzvahs are like that. Is to try to mekayim everything in the simin. Din zeh shekol ma'asav yu l'shem shemayim katva raman biyad chazaka v'chiyuva midina kemo dine shabbos v'chadoma. This Sefer Chinuch is brought down in the first or second Bir Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph. If someone gets a na in this world and it's not L'Shem Shemayim, rather it's just because he loves himself, overall mitzvahs aseh shall be aftah at Hashem v'kacha b'chol levavcha. You have to love Hashem with all your heart. If you're doing other things that you love, that's not loving Hashem, it's loving yourself. This is a pashtei dekra. You cannot have any other loves except for love of Hashem. Avas haTorah, the love of Torah. Avas Yisrael, love of person of Israel. Avas Eretz Yisrael, hein chelak mi'avas Hashem. Those are all part of the chelak of Avas Hashem. Those are not different things. When you say, I love Eretz Yisrael, I love my parents, I love my wife, I love my children, that's not a steer to this din. That is in and of itself a chelik of Avas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. If I just take a minute, I'll say there's a famous story that set out either the Spanish Inquisition or the Gezeiras of Tach v'Tach. That they came in, the Goyim and Machshavon came in and to a family's house and they killed the husband and all of her children right in front of her face. And they left, and they left. The woman cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and she said, now. And he said, up until now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I had to share my love with you, Hashem, and my children and my husband. Now, I could give all my love to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And on the surface, it seems like she was an unbelievable level. But as Rav Nevinsal points out, is that she missed the boat. She missed the boat. Because even before they were killed, that's not the right Ashkavaz L'chaim. It's not Ashkavaz L'chaim that you have your Avos Hashem on one end, and then you have your Avos of your husband and your children on the other hand. Those are all part and parcel of your Avos Hashem. And therefore, that's what they said. That's what's going on over here. Everything we do in life should be part and parcel, part of our Avos Hashem. And once it goes out of our Avos Hashem, we can know that should be our setting off our barometer to tell us that we're doing something that's not good. Okay, if we're doing an action right now that clearly does not fall under of Avodas Hashem, so you have to ask yourself, why are you doing this? Because you're probably doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to be doing. So now let's see the rest of the siman over here, and we'll explain further. Anything that your body needs, they should all be for the worship of God. Or something that's going to cause you to worship Hashem. Even someone's thirsty or hungry, if he goes and eats just to fill his tummy, fill his little tummy for his own honor, that is not praiseworthy. Should eat as much as he needs in order to serve Hashem. If he's doing great things, he's standing in front of tzaddikim, he's going in the right eitzas, and he's sitting in front of people who are great people. He's doing it for his own honor, and he's going to fill his own taivas. Also, when he goes to sleep. For sure, if it's a time of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, for sure you should not go to sleep. Even on other times, he's a working man and he has to rest from his work. Also, now he lays down the hanaz gufo. He's just doing it to for his hanav his body. Ain't a meshubach. Ali yiskavin latik shena leinav. He should be scabbing to give sleep to his eyes, a lugufo, menucha, a tzorcha brias, in order for them to be healthy. So he doesn't lose his mind when he's trying to learn Torah from the lack of sleep. Also with relations, even the amount that the Torah gives that one should have tashmish, he's doing for his own taivas. For his own anas aguf, it's a disgusting thing. Even if he's doing it with his kavanah to have children to meshamish him and to fulfill his plate after he's gone, that's not good. He should be trying to have kavanah to have children in order that they should worship Hashem. Oh, she's scavenging the kind of mitzvahs ona ka'adam apareach ovo, or she's trying to fulfill the mitzvah of ona that he owes to his wife. Even by speaking, even if you're thinking dvarim chokma, not dvarim b'teilim, your kavana should be to worship Hashem. Maybe l'avodasah, that something's going to bring you to avodas Hashem. Bottom line, klal shodavah. This is the klal. I have this underlined. This is good in the underline. Chayiv odom lasum eina v'libo al drachav. A person is chayiv is to put his eyes and his heart on his ways. He should look what his maisim are. V'lishko kol maisa v'mozei sichlo. And he should weigh every action he does. U'kishiroa davar shiavol de avodas avor yisbarach yaseu. And if he sees something that's going to be help him with his avodas Hashem, he should jump on it. Grab it. Beim lav, but if not, lo yaseu, we should not do it. U'mishinoa kein obeid et bor adami. If someone does this, he is worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. That means you have a ma'aseh. It's very simple. It's oversimplified, but it's very simple. When you have a decision in front of you, and you ask yourself, is this going to be me to Avodas Hashem, or is it going to be away from Avodas Hashem? If it's going to bring you close to Avodas Hashem, grab it, do it. If it's going to bring you away from Avodas Hashem, don't do it. It's as simple as that. Sometimes, unfortunately, there's decisions in life that are cloudy, and it's not clear which decision it is that's going to be bring you closer to Hashem. And that's when you have to discuss with the Rav and discuss with yourself and know yourself well in order to make the right decision. However, many times in life, if you just sat for a second thinking about the decision for 30 seconds, 10 seconds sometimes, 1 second sometimes, if you just think about the decision, it'll be clear to you what is the real decision to make. What is the real decision to make and how to do it. And unfortunately, we don't do this. So bottom line over here, this does not mean that people cannot get any handal from Olam Hazeh. Okay, that maybe is some level for Purushim to Purushim. That's not what he's saying. Rabbi Berkowitz says it's not what the Mechaber means over here. It means you're not supposed to get caught up in Olam Hazeh. If you're doing things, you have to check yourself. If you're going to all-you-can-eat buffet in order to stuff your stomach, that is your kavana, so you're doing something wrong. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But if you're going, I don't know, after Achlasa Sefer Torah, let's say, and kind of a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, and you're doing it for the simcha of the mitzvah, and you want to try and make your kavanas like that, that's a great thing, and enjoy the food, you should have good food also. This does not mean that you have to eat salt and bread for every meal. Because if you get a little bit extra, it does not mean that. But it does mean, as Rashi says in the Mishnah Paragal, says, pas melech tochal. Rashi says, what does it mean, pas melech tochal? That means if that would be the way for you to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would be the only way for you, for your Avodas Hashem, so then you would have been chayv to do that. Then you'd be chayv to do that. But if you're going to be able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can have a little piece of chocolate cake, sometimes, here and there. That's also fine. When you exercise, you want to play sports, so you should be playing sports. And your kavanah, it all depends on your kavanah. You can go play sports and be over a million averas. You could mouth off to your friends, and you could do all sorts of terrible things when you do it, and you can come to terrible yisurim. But, or you could say, I'm doing it to mechazik my goof. I want to do it because I need a break. I need to rest my mind for a little bit. I need to play a little ball. Whatever, I need to be healthy. Whatever things, you could change the mice. The same mice that you could do in one way could be awesome. And the same mice another way is a way of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all in your kavanas. Now, kavanas, you can't fool yourself. You can't fool yourself to say, I have to go play ball 3 hours a day, every day, and that's going to be for good kavanas. So you have to know yourself, know that you're just lying to yourself. Or right, you could say, pretend your kavanas are good kavanas. But if you really, your kavanas are good kavanas, and then you're doing things with Shem Shemayim, whether you're going to take a nap, how much you're sleeping, how much you're eating, all these other things should be taken on a scale and decide for yourself what is the best way to do things. And that's really that's what Cheshbon HaNefesh is for, and that's what the time of Yom Kippur is for, that we're standing in Erev Yom Kippur right now, to try and figure ourselves what is our actions. We're trying to weigh our actions to know, and that's a tremendous level. If we could go and get to the level, it's a very high level. Once I said we're trying to get this level, this is something to strive for. It's not something that we're necessarily at. It's not that we're never close to that yet, but it's something to strive for, something to look forward to say, I'm going to try and do this. And if we can say, get it ourselves for a little while to say, and we're going to try and do these things, and you could, at the end of the day, you can even say, one day, today, every action, everything I try and do L'Shem Shemayim, so you know you had a day that brought you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Meretz Hashem, Shokol Kwan Asano, you L'Shem Shemayim, everything you do. Oh, just one last thing is just the last off is the Bir Halacha over here. It's an unreal Bir Halacha. I'm not going to read it. However, you should see Dir Masa B'chol Duracha De'ehu. Okay, people like to know this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is dealing with the following question. Finally, the question is someone allowed